So all week I've been doing really good with pretending I have the 3.6 million and duly experiencing it. I mean, to the point where I felt fantastic all week. I think better than in a very long time. It's probably been one of my best weeks. Now, this morning, I went for a total tumble. See, every morning I made absolutely sure that I started with pretending I have the 3.6 million till I have that wonderful feeling. First thing, right off the bat, I didn't allow my mind to dwell on anything else. You know, all those upsetting things that happen and so forth. I just went, I didn't say no. Instead, I focused on the 3.6 million. So you can't really get rid of something that's there in a sense that's irritating you, you know, upsetting you, trying to get your attention. You can't really say no to it. By saying no to it, you're really giving it attention. So you have to put the attention somewhere else, somewhere where you really want your energy to go. And if that thing is strong enough, in a sense, by strong enough I mean it's something that you really want to put your attention to, then you just push yourself to put your attention there rather than in the other things. You know, those little things that happen, things that people do, people say, whatever, something you read, hear, you know the story. That's why it's so important to kick in very first thing in the morning before something else has a tendency to grab you. Because I've found if I do it first thing in the morning, then it tends to set the standard for the rest of the day. If I allow something else to creep in the morning, something upsetting, it almost sets the standard for the rest of the day. You know, so I find get it in there first thing in the morning, and then I have a better chance of hanging on to it. Of course, this morning, somehow, I slipped. And I let something creep in there that, of course, when I think about it, it's upsetting. And it irritates me. And so it grabs me. And I realize what's happening, so I quickly got my little card, you know, with my picture on it and the 3.6 million. And I tried to focus on that, but I kept slipping back and kept thinking about this thing that's upsetting. It's like it was pulling at me, right? So I would make an effort to think about the 3.6 million and get the feeling of having them and the joy and that excitement that I feel when I bring up that experience. But no way, you know, I just get pulled back into it. Finally, I sort of gave up. And I did something else, and then I went for breakfast, and now I'm in the midst of the day driving off to somewhere else. And I'm not feeling good, you know. Why? Because I got this thing, dark cloud looming over me, and I didn't do my 3.6 million, so I don't have that good feeling that I've been holding all week, you know, and cherishing and carrying around like a little baby, nursing. The problem is this. I'm upset twice now. Because you know what? I say I couldn't help myself. I just couldn't do it. I couldn't get my mindset into the 3.6 million. But that's bullshit. More bullshit. There's nothing worse than bullshitting yourself of your own crap. The bottom line is I didn't try hard enough. I did not try hard enough. If I try hard enough, make up my mind that I'm going to experience my 3.6 million and that's that. And never mind anything else, because you know, the thing that's upsetting me, I can do absolutely nothing about it. And the worst part is, I don't really know the full story. It's probably all made up in my head anyway. Obviously it has something to do with people, and sort of letting me down. But you know, I don't know their story. I don't know what's going on. Maybe they have to do what they had to do for themselves to survive, to make it through another day, to get over their fear. Who knows? Who knows what their real motivation is? And who knows whether they really let me down or if it's just that way in my head because they're not behaving exactly the way I think they should be behaving. You see, I just fell back, right back in it. That's the thing. The only thing that can get you out of that, get me out of that, is make up my mind on what I'm going to think about. That's it. And then think about that. So really what I got to do is I've got to stop somewhere, make the time, 30 minutes, because it's probably going to take at least 30 minutes, if not more, to switch it, depending on how much effort I put into it and how determined I am to experience the feelings that I want to experience, not the stuff that I'm sort of pushing on myself. You see, if I pull out all the stops, I know I can do it. I know I can let go of this thing and think about the 3.6 million until I have that wonderful feeling that I've had all week long. I know I can do it. There's nothing in the universe that can stop you from it if you make up your mind and you sit down and decide to do it, no matter what. But sometimes that's the determination we need to have. I don't fully understand why, because right now, you see, it seems like I'm fighting myself. It feels like part of myself is pushing me this way, or my mind keeps trying to think of this garbage instead of think of what really makes us feel good. I guess I don't fully understand why that is, other than maybe the groove in the record theory, you know. I've been doing that bullshit for so many years, grinding over stuff, things that are said and whatever, and just grinding away at it. It's like it's created a groove in my mind that I like to slip back into every once in a while. And science will tell you that those are neurons that fire, and they're very strong. They've been built up for a long time, like little muscles, like little wires, and they fire those mental signals. And in order to change that, it takes a while of thinking differently till we create new neurons firing in our new way of thinking, like with abundance and the 3.6 million. Until then, however long it takes, we're going to have a tendency to slip back into that other groove. And some days, it's really going to grab us with everything it's got. And the only way out is to give it everything we got. And that really does take a lot of energy. So during all this process, even whether it's 3 months, 2 months, 4 months, 6 months, a year, I guess it's important to get enough rest. And yesterday, you know, I did my thing and I spent a lot of time playing around with my game, computer games. Then I stayed up very late last night and I was tired today. You see, as soon as you get a little tired, well, then you slip back into that groove a lot easier. So that would be one of the issues, I suppose, today, that I got a little overtired. Let myself get overtired, and there we go. So, I have to run into this store and get some stuff. Then I have to go down to the ferry and pick Roberta up. Then I'm supposed to make a call. Well, what I'm going to do is I'm going to go into the store, get my stuff, run down to the ferry, and I'll probably be early. I'm not going to make the phone call. And then I'm going to sit there at the ferry, and I'm going to straighten this out. I'm going to get back to that feeling because it doesn't matter. Whatever else is going on, it doesn't matter. I can't change all that anyway. So I might as well spend the rest of the day feeling good. Because there's really no point in feeling that other stuff. That won't help it. Won't make it go away. Won't make it disappear. Doesn't put us back in time and change it. It just is what it is. So, I can't fight it, but I can turn away from it. And that's exactly what I'm going to do.